You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And the
second challenge is that our consecration sometimes does not last.
差不多是在特会的时候最高昂。
So usually our heart to offer reaches the highest at conferences or retreats.
所以我去香港这么多年暑假服侍他们，我听说有少数的年轻人已经不愿意来聚会了哈。
I've been to Hong Kong to lead conferences many years, and I've heard some young people that are not willing to come to conferences anymore.
他们说从特会回来的时候都是兴奋的、高兴的，爱主爱的两三个月又垮了。
Because they say that after they come back from conferences, they'll be so excited and will love the Lord wholeheartedly for 2 or 3 months.
啊，有人爱五六个月啊，有人爱七八个月，那很少人爱到明年退休会的时候。
Some passion will last for 5 or 6 months or 7 or 8 months, but hardly any will last until the next conference.
所以他们试了几年以后就放弃了，说不要来了。
So after trying for several years, they gave up and said, "I'm not gonna go anymore."
这个上了仇敌的诡计了哈。
So actually, they fall into the trap of the enemy.
但是他也讲到一件事情，就是我们的奉献一个很大的挑战就是时间的考验。
But they also mentioned that our consecration will go through the test of time.
但是你发现，当以赛亚在这里答应神的呼召的时候
，But when Isaiah responded to God's calling.
当神在那里说我可以差遣谁呢，谁肯为我们去呢，他就说我说我在这里，请差遣我。
So when the Lord says, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Isaiah says, here am I, send me.
然后等一下我们就会 从底下看见他整个的一生就是把自己放在神的手中。
Then we can see that throughout his life, he continuallygave his life to the Lord.
这是非常非常不容易的一件事情。
This is a hard thing to do.
但是我们在这里再继续讲下去之前
，Before we go on，
我还是要跟弟兄姊妹讲，当人碰到困难的时候。
I have to say, when we encounter difficulties,
人总是在这里用各样的方法来解决困难。
We always try to find different methods to solve the problem.
当人在这里追求理想，想要达到目标的时候
，When we are pursuing an ideal or goal,
人总是用各样的方法来追求理想，来达到目标。
We always try to find some method, ways, or approach to reach our goal.
当人希望在这里得到祝福，得到好处的时候
，When we want to be benefited, we want to receive blessings.
人也是用各样的方法，甚至有些人不择手段。
Sometimes we try all means to get there.
但是你发现神做事情 就不是这样。
But yet God does not work this way.
神做事情他永远要得到对的人。
God always try to find the right person first.
神要得到合用的器皿。
He has to find a suitable vessel.
然后神透过这个器皿，神亲自来做事情。
And through this vessel, God will work.
神亲自来解决问题。
And he will solve the problem.
神亲自来实现他的旨意。
And he will fulfill his own will.
神亲自要来赐下他的祝福。
And he will send down his own blessings.
那就远远远远超过这个器皿本身所能带出来的祝福。
He can do far more than what this vessel can do on his own.
一个最简单的例子就是神要满足那5000个人，大家都饿了那样子没有东西吃。
The simplest example is that when Jesus needs to feed 5,000.
他能不能叫石头都变成饼？当然可以。
Couldn't he turn the stones into bread? Of course he could.
但是他宁可不做，那不过只是个方法。
But he rather not to do that because it was just a method.
那不过是他能力的一显就是了。
It was just the manifestation of his power only.
但是当他这里得到一个小孩子愿意把他自己的便当5饼2鱼交给神的时候
，But yet when he let hold a little child who was willing to offer up his lunch.
所以神就透过这个器皿出来做奇妙的事情。
God was able to do something more wonderful through this little vessel.
所以这个小孩子最多只能拿出5饼2鱼。
So the child at the most could offer 5 or 2 fish.
但是当神得到一个对的器皿的时候，神可以叫5000个大男人吃饱，加妇人孩子是上万人的。
But yet when the Lord laid hold of a right vessel, he was able to feed 5,000 men and plus women and children at least to 20,000.
所以当这个神迹行完的时候，主耶稣就讲了一篇这么重要的道，他说 我就是生命的粮，从天上降下来的粮。
So after this miracle, the Lord was able to deliver such a great message that I'm the bread of life from heaven.
哦，以色列在旷野里面能够走40年，全靠天上的供应哈。
The Israelites were able to walk in the desert for 40 years. It was all because of the bread from heaven.
今天不管神家有多大的需要，不管环境像旷野怎样的荒凉，神的供应永远够的，因为他就是天上的粮。
Today, no matter how great the church have a need or how desolate the situation is, the Lord is always able to supply sufficiently.By the bread of life.
不管你的家、你的小组、你的教会现在是多么的干、多么的渴、多么的没有供应，但是神得到器皿，他就是要祝福。
No matter how dry you're experiencing your family, your small group of your church, if the Lord lets hold of right person, He was able to send down great blessings.
所以主说我可以差遣谁呢？谁可以让我们来差遣呢？谁可以为我们去呢
？So the Lord says, whom should we send? Who will go for us?
你就发现以赛亚在这里一面看见自己是一个这么可怕的罪人，是祸灾要灭亡的罪人。
So Isaiah at this point saw his own filth and weakness. He thought he was going to die.
他才知道自己的不配，怎么配来在这位圣洁公义的神面前侍立呢
？He knew he was unworthy. How could he stand and serve this righteous king?
但是他却摸着了神的心，摸着了神的需要，摸着了神的痛苦啊。
But yet he came in touch with God's heart and he understood God's need and God's pain.
他的回应就是主，我在这里。
So he responded and says, "Here am I."
所以神就使用了这个器皿。我们今天后代的人讲到以赛亚，大家都感谢神，神家有这样子的人。
Therefore, the Lord let hold of this vessel and was able to use it. And then throughout the history, all Christians will appreciate Isaiah the prophet.
你不要说，哎呀，主，我刚被你光照，我是一个大罪人，我不配，我不配，我不要。
Isaiah did not say, "Oh Lord, I just got exposed by your light. I'm such a great sinner. I'm not worthy. I can't.
这个真的是一件很矛盾的事情。
This is a paradox.
一面神先让我们看见自己的污秽，自己的不配。
On one hand, that we get to see that we're so unworthy, we're so filthy.
但是一面神又让我们看见他的需要，他要用我们。
But yet, on the other hand, the Lord shows us His needs, that He needs to use us.
那中间插进来的关键就是我们这个人被神来洁净。
And the key point is that we get cleansed by the Lord.
撒拉弗用炭火来洁净了这个器皿。
Therefore, Seraphim was able to cleanse this vessel with live coal.
所以论配，我们没有一个人配，而且永远不配。
So with regard to worth, no one is worthy.
但是当神要用的时候，我们就在主人面前，我说我们要做的责任是让自己成为一个洁净合用的器皿。
But yet, when the Lord wants to use us, what we need to do is to become a cleansed, a clean vessel.
神用不用，什么时候用，怎么用，那是他的事。
It's up to the Lord whether He will use us how or when.
所以当神说我可以差遣谁呢？神可以为我们去呢？那这个时候就表示神要用了。那我说我在这里。
So when the Lord says, "Whom should I send? Who will go for us?" That means the Lord wants to use us, and what we ought to respond is that, "Lord, here I am."
所以我讲到大卫的第一讲的时候，我说很多被神重用的人都是先被神不用。
When I deliver the message on David, the first message, I said that oftentimes when the Lord wants to use someone, first thing that they went through is that they are not being used by God.
如果我们不先学会被神不用。很多的时候神没有办法更深的来用我们。
So, if we do not learn the lesson of being put aside by the Lord, we cannot be truly used by the Lord.
圣经上这样子的例子太多了。
There's so many examples in the Bible.
好，所以我希望我们不要谦卑到一个地步，每次都跟主说：“主，我不配，我不配。”
And I hope that we will not be so humble to a point that we always say to the Lord, "Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy."
那也是我们糟蹋、忽略了神在我们身上的救恩啊。
So actually, we are wasting and we are neglecting the Lord's salvation on us.
有一个妹妹跟她哥哥讲，她说：“哥哥，你是我。”碰到最爱干净的人。
A little sister once said to her older brother, "Brother, you're the cleanest person I've ever met."
然后他哥哥还很不好意思，真的吗？因为他还有一天每一天的不洗澡啊。
And then the brother says, "Are you sure? Because he actually does not take shower every day."
然后他妹妹说，因为你什么事情都推得干干净净的。
Because you always get yourself out.Clean.
人家叫他做什么事情，他总是有理由把他推掉了。
Because he always push things aside, he always has an excuse, and then to get himself out of the situation.
那我们今天下午servant hood的 discipleship 仆人门训正好要读殷勤不可懒惰。
So this afternoon, the Chinese side of servanthood discipleship, we're going to study be diligent and not lazy.
一个主工人一个基本的性格就是永远不能够懒惰的。
So that's a basic characteristics of a servant of God is to be diligent and not lazy.
永远不能被动的。
You can never be passive.
这个一个要求才做一件事，然后都是被动的。那这样子人在神手中，神不用。
If we only do things when we are requested and pushed, then we cannot be used by God.
你必须真正爱神家，你真正爱神，在这里主动的为神家来补破口，来神家把自己摆进来。
We ought to love the Lord, love God's house, and be proactive and involve ourselves and engage.
那第三个，面对神家的托，面对神的托付，他不畏艰难，他至始忠心啊。
Thirdly, when he faced God's commission, he was undaunted and faithful to the end.
在这里刚才读的。经文就是神告诉他说你要去告诉这个百姓
So here the scripture says the Lord said go and tell this people
那底下所有讲的话基本上集中在两件事情
And then all these statements afterwards focus on two things
第一个百姓是非常刚硬不顺服神的百姓
First of all the people were hard-hearted and they were disobedient to God
他们听是会听见
Yes they will hear
虽然不明白
but they will not understand.
看是看见虽然不晓得
Yes, they will see, but they will not perceive.
但那个钥匙这个其实在原文里面没有的就是因为这个百姓心蒙脂油耳朵发沉眼睛昏迷
Because their hearts were dull and then their ears heavy and then their eyes are shut.
那恐怕的话在原文里面有另外同一个字有另外一个翻译就是或者他们眼睛看见耳朵听见心里明白回转过来便得医治
So lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts
我没有时间去分析这段经文的原文的解释一个教授曾经特别把这节经文做一个很彻底的分析
Actually, I don't have time to go over the detailed explanation of this statement
那中文的翻译非常的不好让人家以为是神让这些百姓刚的心不要顺服神
So in this passage, the Chinese translation is not that good and then mislead people to think that God does not want his people to
hear. 所以你只要把两个关键字的另外的翻译放在旁边就是你们听是要听见的那个却不明白就是虽然不明白看是要看见虽然不晓得
So the more accurate translation would be that they will hear even though they do not understand. They will see even though they do not perceive.
把钥匙这两个字挂号挂起来其实原来没有的然后底下就讲到恐怕的这个恐怕是讲或者眼睛看见或者眼睛听见
so,
大家明白了吗
we can change that word less to maybe when they see they, with their eyes or they will hear with their ears
OK 所以在这里我们看见神有一个托付要交给以赛亚
so here we see that God has a commission for Isaiah
这个托付呢就是要叫他去向百姓传信息
so the commission is to preach to the people a message
把神的心意能够传达给他们
so that he will reveal to these people God's heart
那是什么样子的百姓呢
so what kind of people are they
圣经上告诉我们他们是非常刚硬不顺服神的百姓而且是全面性这样子的
they were hard-hearted they were disobedient throughout the nation
那第二件事情
second
当以赛亚听见这句话的时候他就问主说主啊那这要到什么时候截止呢什么时候为止呢
so when Isaiah heard this he asked the Lord how long would this situation last
你把一个这么困难的事情交给我叫我去面对不刚硬刚硬不顺服的百姓那要到什么时候为止
You're giving me such a difficult task. You asked me to preach to hard-hearted people who were disobedient. So how long would this last?
那主的回答就是这个局面只会越来越坏直到王国被掳为止
And basically the Lord's answer is that this situation will get worse and worse until the entire nation is ruined and went into exile.
换句话说这是一个永远没有办法挽回的局面
In other words, this is a situation that will never turn around.
所以弟兄姊妹 这是一个真的是 mission impossible 的一个 mission
This is such a mission impossible
如果你要现在去打一场球赛 NBA 最后一场
If you're gonna go play on the NBA basketball finals game
人家已经告诉你最后的结尾是你们决定输
If someone already tells you that you are going to lose
你们可能七局里面四局都输
And you're going to lose four out of seven games.
然后会成为全国的笑谈，是一个很羞耻的事情。
And you're going to become the laughing stock for the entire nation.
那你还全力以赴的去打。
Do you still go and then do your best?
那是很不容易的事情。
That is not easy.
如果早就已经让你看见结局了，输是输定了，那很多人可能连打的意志都没有了。
If you already know that you're gonna lose, a lot of people probably will lose the motivation to even play.
以前我看过一个见证，一对夫妻写的见证
I saw a testimony. I read a testimony of a couple.
他们怀的胎是很不正常的胎，有一个很特别的染色体出了问题。
That they are pregnant. They're pregnant, and then their child in the womb has some abnormal.
那医生是建议他们立刻除掉，因为这个孩子生下来一般活不会超过三五分钟，一定死。
The doctor advised them to abort the baby because the baby will not live longer than 3 minutes.
所以夫妻两个在主面前祷告。
So husband and wife pray before the Lord.
医生也讲得斩钉截铁的。
And the doctor was very sure about the diagnosis.
他们两个就面对一个决定，到底还要不要生。
So they were faced with a decision whether to abort the child.
我不晓得在座的做姊妹的你们还要不要生。
I don't know for sisters here, would you still...Continue to carry the baby.
你要经过那么长的怀孕之苦、生产之苦，然后出来以后大概三五分钟，他就要走了。
You have to go through the entire pregnancy and a child labor, and then the child will live about 3 minutes.
但夫妻两个祷告以后，觉得神所赐的都是好的，他们决定把他生下来。
But after the husband and wife prayed, they decided whatever given by God is good, and they've decided to keep the baby.
这个孩子虽然看不到，夫妻两个常常按手为他祷告。唱诗歌给他听，给他最好的爱。
Even though they could not see the baby, the husband and wife often lay hand on the baby and pray and sing songs and read scriptures to the baby.
就小孩子生下来的时候
，When the child was finally born,
脸红红的，什么都正常。
The baby looked very healthy and normal.
那个爸爸高兴得不得了，两个人抱着他那么喜乐。
The father and mother were so happy they were holding the baby.
有没有想到，才不到一分钟开始？他所有的脸色开始改变。
And after 1 minute, the complexion of the baby turned.
这个孩子活不到两分钟就断气了。
The baby did not live longer than 2 minutes.
我看到他们写这个见证，我真的很感动。
When I read the testimony, I was so touched.
弟兄姊妹，今天以赛亚去面对的一个结局是一个没有办法挽回的结局。
So today Isaiah faced this situation that cannot be turned around.
他会跟主埋怨说：“主，那你为什么还要我去做呢？”
But would he complain to the Lord? Lord, why would you still send me?
这不是白费功夫吗？
This is such a waste of effort.
我花这么多的辛劳，要受百姓们这么多的嘲笑、顶撞、不顺服，然后到最后对他们不能带来帮助，他们要亡国，要被掳。
I would put in so much effort for these hard-hearted disobedient people, and I will not be able to bring them blessings.
你发现以赛亚没有任何的埋怨，没有任何的质问，他就是顺服。
But yet, we do not see Isaiah complain or even ask questions. He just simply obeyed.
然后你看以赛亚书这么宝贵的一卷书，就在这样子的先知的手中写出来。
And the book of Isaiah, such a precious book, it was written by the prophet under such circumstances.
有人告诉我们说，以赛亚书被称为是旧约的福音书或是救恩书哈。
Call the book of Isaiah the salvation book or the gospel book in the Old Testament.
它整个书里面充满了安慰之言。
The book was full of words of comfort.
让所有失望、灰心、害怕、跌倒的人都在这里找到了安慰。
So people who are discouraged, the fear, afraid, stumble, they will find comfort in this book.
而且它是圣经里面关于弥赛亚的预言讲得最清楚、最详尽的一卷书。
And this is also one of the books that describe the prophecies of Isaiah, the Messiah, the most clear.
它涵盖了以赛亚这个那弥赛亚来的时候各个阶段的预言都在以赛亚书里面找到了。
We can find different stages of fulfillment of the coming of Messiah in the book of Isaiah.
它带给人荣耀的盼望，弥赛亚要来。
It brings people this glorious hope that Messiah is coming.
它让人看见了圣灵降临的应许，圣灵要带进全备的祝福。
And it shows people the promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit and then the full blessings from the Holy Spirit.
它让人认识了神永远的旨意，神是一个怎样的神。
And then he shows people God's eternal will and what kind of God he is.
都是在一个荒凉黑夜没有盼望的一个局面里面，他所出来的信息。
And these messages were born out of this dark and desolate situation.
所以我说他所面对的百姓是刚硬不顺服的百姓。
As I said, he faced a people of, with hardened heart and disobedience.
不是少数的，是全国，是全面的。
Not just a few, but entire nation.
他所面对的局面是一个没有办法再挽回的局面，终其一生都是没办法挽回。
The situation that he faced cannot be turned around.Throughout his lifetime.
而且圣经上告诉我们他经过了虽然第一章第一节讲了四个王，但是实际上他经过五个王。
So the scriptures tells us that he actually gone through five kings.
所以犹大的历史，教会的历史里面的传说都说，希伯来书里面说的很多人为主受苦，各样的逼迫，中间被锯子锯死，就是讲的以赛亚。
It is commonly believed.That there were many martyrdoms mentioned in the book of Hebrew, chapter 11, and that the one says a sown into two was about Isaiah.
这个忠言逆耳啊。
Because his true words were hated.
马拉西不肯听这位历经五个朝代的忠臣老臣以赛亚给他的劝诫。
King just refused to listen to this faithful and loyal servant.
他们用一棵大树把中间挖空了，把以赛亚 塞进去，用锯子就把他活活锯死了。
So they actually emptied out a tree trunk and stuffed Isaiah in the tree trunk and sewed that trunk into two.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个，我说为什么说至死忠心的一个神的仆人。
That's why I say this is a servant of God who was faithful until death.
我相信今天如果神给我们一个服事。是这样子的服事，我们都不敢接。
If the Lord gives us a commission like this, we're probably afraid to take.
啊，你整洁队都是不顺服的人。
If you lead a team of cleaning people, and then they're all disobedient.
然后会骂你，会找你麻烦的。
They will talk back to you and make trouble.
那不管你怎样努力为他们祷告、劝他们、流泪做榜样给他们看，结果他们越来越坏。
No matter how hard you pray for them and you set a good example for them, they will just become worse and worse.
Yeah, worship team 也是这样子 ，education 也是这样，儿童主日学老师，如果神交给你的服事就是越来越坏。
If it's the same with worship team or education department, whatever the task, the commission the Lord gives to you, it just become worse and worse.
我们还要不要做？
Would you still do it?
所以这是侍奉主的人一个很大的挑战。
So this is a great challenge to.People who serve God.
因为事情的困难或不困难，做事情困不困难
？Whether it's difficult to do.
然后工作有没有果效
？Or whether there will be results.
我们能不能真正带下祝福，都会很影响我们服事的动力。
Can we really bring blessings that will greatly affect our motivation?
那明明问题不出在我们，我们也全力以赴了，但是情形越来越糟，这真的是很痛苦的事情。
It could be that we are not really the problem, and we try our best, but situation gets worse and worse. That would be something very difficult.
所以这是服事主人一个很严肃的挑战，就是到底我是不是真的是为了神，是专心讨神喜悦。
So that is a serious challenge for everyone who serves the Lord. Are we just serving the Lord alone and please Him alone?
还是我要从人的身上，从结果？来得安慰得力量
or we're trying to get motivation from people or from results
我认识一个年长的弟兄他有一次 来我们教会分享吃饭的时候他跟我们讲一个见证
I know an elderly brother and once he came to our church and during lunchtime he shared with me a testimony
他1980年中国刚开始开放的时候他回中国去
so in the 1980s when China first became open he went back to China
他到北方一个乡下里面一个山区里面他去见一些的弟兄姊妹
so he went into the mountain area in the northern part of China went to a village to visit some brothers and sisters
他们就跟他做见证说有一个神的仆人主叫他在这里服事
so they gave a testimony that a servant of God sent them here to serve
他说他多年尽心竭力的服事怎么样子认真的去看望去传福音结果都结不出果子来
so he says for many years he tried very hard to share the gospel to went on visitations and there was just no fruit
他说可能这样子20年过去了以后他整个人灰心至极、啊、
so after 20 years he was so discouraged
他就觉得自己不配服事主那个神也不要用他所以他准备打退堂鼓要走了
so he thought maybe he was unworthy to serve the Lord he was just about to quit
就在他收拾好东西准备走的时候
while he was just packing up and ready to quit and leave
他在主面前再一次的祷告
so once again he prayed to the Lord
那天主光照他主遇见他他在主的面前跟主认出他还是留下来
that day the Lord met him and then he confessed and repented and decided to stay
他知道自己的注意力不应该在这些，而是能够专心的做神要他做的事情。
Then he realized that his focus should not be on result, but just focusing on what the Lord wants him to do.
他只应该专心的来讨神的喜悦。
And focusing on pleasing the Lord.
所以他就还是继续的忠心，全力以赴的服侍。
So he continued to do his best and be faithful in his service.
那当这位老弟兄到那边去看他们的时候
，So when this elderly brother went to visit him,
他们不久之前刚有一个受浸聚会，一次受浸聚会就700多个人。
So at that time they just had a baptismMeeting and 700 people got baptized.
弟兄姊妹，我们不知道神是独行其事的神啊。
We don't know the Lord just does things His own way.
我们的眼睛太放在我们的果效、我们的成果，有时候那是一个 misleading， 那是一个错误的一个引导啊。
If we just focus on the results, we could easily be misled.
很多父母为孩子祷告，他就是不改，就是不改，就是不改。
Oftentimes, parents will pray for the children, and they will just not change.
但是当我们继续忠心的能够执着在我们该做的事情上，继续为他们祷告。
But we persevere and then continue to do what we ought to do and pray for them.
你就发现很多人到最后被神整个转回来。
And then we see many cases that the children will be turned by the Lord.
你看江牛腾也好，或是更早的这个。教父时代的这个圣奥古斯丁，他母亲为他昼夜的祷告，没有机会看见他悔改，但是这个人后来被神这样子的 得着重用。
Examples like John Newton or Saint Augustine, their moms would just continue to pray for them, even though they did not get to see their transformation in their lifetime.
这个叫做忠心到底哈。
But that is called being faithful until death.
所以我两年前在英国聚会的时候
，Two years ago when I was in England,
我听李秀全牧师讲他60岁生日。
I heard Pastor Li Shouquan preach that on his 60th birthday.
他太太送给他的生日卡上面就两个字。
And then his wife gave him a birthday card with two words on it.
他说叫 "Finish well."
It says "Finish well."
李牧师一下子不知道怎么翻译，底下有一个人就讲说善终。
And then Pastor Li didn't know how to translate in Chinese, and someone gave a.Interpretation.
他说因为在海外活久了很多中国字都讲不出来了。
Because when we live in overseas for a long time, our Chinese is not that good anymore.
特别都是中文英文夹在一起，对不对？
Especially we speak Chinglish. We
mix
them together.
有时候说今天下午要去 shopping, 你看中文英文就混在一起。
Like we say, we're going shopping this afternoon, but we mix Chinese and English words.
然后妈妈一听了就很生气，刷什么屏？你看到没有？有没有过？不光是中英文混杂在句子里面，连同一个字都可以分开的，你刷什么屏？
Have you heard your parents say that?
所以善终就是跑到路中都还是得胜。
As to finish well and then to be victorious all the way to the end.
这真的是我们的祷告，好，我们路上起起跌跌，高高低低的。
That's our prayer, even though we could go up and down throughout the way.
但是我们何等希望主能够让我们越来越被改变，越来越忠心向着他。
May the Lord help us and change us so that we can be more and more like Him and we'll be faithful to the end.
最后讲到他成为神家中流砥柱。
And he became a pillar in God's house against
all times. 他整个在神家里面，他有两个最重要、最重要的属灵。The ministry, 所谓的执事。
He had the two most important ministries in God's house.
他这个强而有力的话语执事是众所周知的。
We all know about his powerful word ministry.
因为你从读以赛亚书你就知道了。
By reading the book Isaiah, we will know.
很少有人话像他这样子哈，简洁有力，然后直入人心。
And his words are just so simple and direct and to the point.
所以有人说他是旧约先知中的王子。
Some call him the prince of among the prophets in the Old
说他是最伟大的弥赛亚先知。
He was the greatest Messiah prophet.
他的信息里面真的是充满了安慰，充满了鼓舞。
And his messages were full of encouragement and comforts.
你不信的话，等一下去找几个老基督徒，叫他翻以赛亚书给你看，大概都是画线画很多的。
If you don't believe it, go find some senior Christians, and you will see that they highlight the book of Isaiah a lot.
但是他扭转乾坤的祷告执事却是很多人所忽略的。
But yet he's prayer ministry are often neglected by many.
啊，但是在这个中间插进来的这个35章到38章，好像给我们看到一个窗户，以赛亚的祷告。
In Isaiah chapter 35 to 38, we get to see this in the passage. We get to see his prayer ministry.
啊，我们看到西西家的祷告，知道西西家已经是一个很会祷告的人。
We read about the prayer of King Hezekiah. We already know that he was a man of prayer.
哦，西西家的祷告太伟大，他从天上祷告到地上来。
His prayer was so great because he prayed from heaven to earth.
可是当整个国家危难 被那个亚述大军层层包围的时候
But yet when the entire nation was surrounded by Assyrians in this critical moment,
西西家马上差遣祭司中的长老们领袖们全部去找以赛亚请他为神家祷告
At this critical moment, King Hezekiah would send officers and then elders to Isaiah and ask him to pray.
他说求你为剩余的民扬声祷告。
They say, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left.
这个王虽然是王
even though King Hezekiah was king,
他坐在全国的宝座上面
sitting on the throne of this nation.
但是他知道这个国家的祝福属灵的力量在以赛亚这个人身上。
But yet he knows that the spiritual strength of this nation lies on prophet Isaiah.
所以他一碰到困难的时候他不是叫人把他叫来他把众长老把这些领袖们全部打发去请以赛亚为国家祷告。
So when facing crisis, he did not just summon prophet Isaiah to him, but he sent the elders and officers and leaders to Isaiah and asked him to pray for the nation.
我们很快看一下我们就结束以赛亚书36章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 36.
Verses 6 and 7.
哎，
对不起，不是。那个37章第六节的第七节。
Chapter 37, verses 6 and 7。
以赛亚对他们说：“要这样对你们的主人说，耶和华如此说：你听见亚述王的仆人亵渎我的话，不要惧怕，我必惊动他的心。”他要听见风声就归回本地，我也必使他在那里倒在刀下。你就发现当他们来找以赛亚的时候
So you see that when they come to find Isaiah
不管是以赛亚那个时候才祷告但是更有可能以赛亚早就已经祷告了
It's very possible that Isaiah had already prayed for the situation
所以当他们一来问的时候他马上就把安慰的信息叫他们传回去给西西家
So immediately after they came to inquire he gave them the message of comfort back to King Hezekiah
而且所有讲的话全部应验
and everything that he said was fulfilled
那没有人可以想象说怎么可能把亚述大军给打掉的
No one could imagine how they could have defeated the armies of Assyria
因为亚述大军是出风扫落叶所有被他经过的国家全部都是他铁蹄底下的俘虏
Because Assyrian army was so mighty that none of the nations were able to resist them
你自己去看亚述大军或是亚述的元帅拉伯沙基所讲的亵渎的话你就知道没有一个王没有一个神在他面前站得住的
Just look at how they blaspheme you will see that no king and no armies were able to stand before them
但是当以赛亚讲完这些话的时候
But after Isaiah said this,
神夜里面派一个天使就够了把亚述大军185,000人一夜之间杀掉
God just sent one angel to wipe out 185,000 Assyrian soldiers
让亚述王落荒而逃
And the king had Assyria just fled back
最后隔了将近20年被他两个儿子背叛杀在庙里面
And then afterwards he was murdered by his own son.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要发现一个好的话语指示，他一定必须是一个祷告的人。
So you see that a person with a word ministry, he has to be a person of prayer.
他必须先在至圣所，在施恩座前遇见说话的神，听见神所说的话。
He has to remain in the most holy place before the throne and to hear words from the Holy.
他才能够出来带着圣灵的膏油、圣灵的能力替神说话。
Then he can come out of the most holy place and prophesy with the power and anointing of the Holy.
所以我们要为着神家所有话语出口，不管是带诗的，不管是小组查经的，不管是讲台的。
So therefore, we ought to pray for everyone who has this word ministry at church, whether it's leading worship or teaching or on the pulpit.
我们都非常需要弟兄姊妹的祷告。
We need.Brothers and sisters' prayers.
那我们自己不是靠恩赐、靠才干、靠经验在服侍。
So that we will not just serve with our experience, with our skills, or with our talents.
那个不仅仅价值不高，而且常常是危机。
Not only that, it's It's not much value, but oftentimes it could be a crisis.
希望我们都在主的面前有更多爱主的人被主兴起来。
We pray that more people who love the Lord will rise up.
他们是祷告的人，为神家求祝福，为神家扭转局面。
They're also people of prayers. They will bless the house of God and turn the situation around.
他们里面神的话语像自然涌流的指示一样，能够常常成为神家的祝福。
So the words of God will naturally flow out of them and bring blessings to God's house.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.